two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You're listening to a presentation of KSL Sports.
The Boise State loss. It hurt.
Penalty 9 today, so a ragged day in a lot of ways for BYU.
BYU tumbled in the rankings. The Cougars have some problems to solve.
You could say that on two touches, BYU lost the football game. Consecutive fumbles on touches.
Now BYU heads to the heart of the Big 12 country. The Cougars' future home to take on the Baylor Bears in Waco, Texas.
They pride themselves on taking the ball away on defense and taking care of it on offense. So we'll see who wins that battle.
Today at 1:30, Baylor and number 19 BYU kick off in a preview of the future.
The Cougars win it! The Cougars win it! And here come the fans!
This is extended pregame coverage. BYU versus Baylor with Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte from KSLSports.com and KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into extended pregame coverage of BYU versus Baylor here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, coming to you live from Waco, Texas, on the banks of the Brazos, the Cougars and the Bears. It's a future Big 12 conference tilt, and it should be a good one. A little bit under 3 hours away till kickoff here on KSL, and if you're wanting to listen to the game, of course, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, the KSL News Radio app, so many different ways to listen to today's broadcast. And also, my in-game coverage will be available on KSLSports.com. I have a prediction, game day preview, three things that you need to know for today's game up on the website right now and on the KSL Sports app presented by University Federal Credit Union. This is a BYU team looking to bounce back. Adversity has not been an issue for this team really at all. Since the start of this decade, in 2020, the pandemic has just been filled with successes for BYU football. We're joined now by BYU linebacker Chaz Ayu, who's been a star of this BYU defense this season. And Chaz, how are you and the other players in this BYU team responding after last week's surprising loss to the Boise State Broncos?
I think it's a tough pill to swallow. You know, you look at that game and you see how the game went down, the stats, especially when you look at the stats, you know, we didn't play a bad game. We really didn't play a bad football game. Just turnovers, you know, just those things happen. And then defense not getting off the field, giving the, you know, Boise State a lot of time on the field and ending with points in those drives as well. So, you know, but we're staying pretty positive, just trying to learn from it and not let it hold us back. From the rest of the season.
Could be easy to let last week's loss maybe turn into a second one, but adversity's here for the team. Do you feel like this group has what it takes to respond from these circumstances after suffering a surprising setback?
I definitely think we do. You know, this is a lot better team than what we faced the last week. And so that's kind of the thing that's kind of itching at us too, is knowing that, you know, we're played a lesser opponent than maybe what we're going to see the rest of the season, minus a couple teams. But I think it was a good eye-opener for our team. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't have an eye-opener with a win. You know, we had to come with a loss. And so this week, our mentality is a lot different. You see it in our practice. We're a lot more being a lot more physical this week, trying to correct every little thing that we can correct going into this week.
Staying on the topic of adversity, you know, it's something that could be applied to both on and off the field, because on these episodes, we get into just more than just simply the X's and O's of football. It happens to all of us. But, you know, from your experience personally, maybe whether on the field or off the field, how do you bounce back from adversity, whether it's football or personal life?
You know, for a little while there, I kind of didn't relate it to my life. I kind of separated the two, which is all growing up, that's what you're taught, is to relate everything you learn in football to life. Mm. So when it came to adversity, for a little while there, I wasn't handling adversity in my life the same way that I would handle it on the football field. And, you know, it took me a while to get back to the attitude where, you know, if something bad happens to me or something, I make a mistake or something, you know, I need to be able to put that bad play out of my mind and be able to move on. And, you know, I think that that's something that the young kids, especially coming up, need to be conscious of. Not just hear it, but to be conscious of it is, you know, when you're in football and your team is down by 25, you know, are you going to sit back and be like, okay, well, we lost, so now I'm just going to try to either run my stats up or just try to stay healthy, keep myself off the field, not try as hard. You know, things like that. Those are things that when it comes to real life, if you're, you know, behind, if you're not getting the job that you're wanting or you're at the bottom of the payroll, stuff like that, you know, that's something that you need to look forward to as a challenge and see, you know, what can I do in this situation right now that, you know, I can excel, you know, improve myself rather than look at everything around me and be like, wow, you know, my boss isn't looking at me or my teacher isn't, you know, helping me out in my classroom. Like, look at yourself, like, man, what can I do in order to, you know, bounce back from this and, you know, improve myself and not expect others to improve on their end as well.
How's the position change going for you? A few weeks in now, you're kind of full-time in that linebacker spot. You guys with yourself, Ben Bywater stepping in nicely, Peyton Wilgar. The depth's there, the talent's there, obviously. How are you feeling in your new spot?
It's good. It's an adjustment. It's a whole different mindset from safety. It's not. It kind of goes with my instincts, though. I'm more of a downhill safety, which is why I played a lot of strong, so I'm more in the box. But, you know, there's a lot more hand use. You know, I'm not running free as much as I was as a safety. I'm having to get myself free in order to make tackles. And so that's been a slight adjustment, but it's coming along. I think I'm starting to get my rhythm and get my technique back and all of that.
What do you think of this matchup? It's kind of unique where you're going up against an offense that, in a way, is a little bit like a carbon copy of what you've been facing maybe in defense, in practice, excuse me.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And so it's going to be a very physical, competitive game. You know, I know that Coach Grimes, Coach Mateos have it in their head like, oh, man, we know how we want to attack this defense. And, you know, I know our offense is thinking the same thing with theirs. And, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun going against them. You know, it's a whole different personnel that we're going to be facing. They have good personnel, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you feel like it can help your guys' cause that you have some familiarity with the tendencies of this offensive play caller and some of the coaching staff, the way that they coach up their players, if you will?
I mean, going into it, we know how Mateos and Coach Grimes coach. We know what their mindset is. You know, obviously they're both offensive line guys. So, you know, if they can run the ball the entire game, you know, that's what they're going to do. But, you know, they also have athletes on the outside. You know, this is a really well coached team as well as well recruited. They have a lot of big talent at Baylor. So they're going to spread the ball out, and they do a good job at that every game. We don't necessarily know how they're going to want to attack our defenses as we've shown weaknesses in different areas. So it's going to be an interesting matchup, but I don't think it really changes anything that we do. We haven't even talked about anything of, well, we remember how they did it last year, so this is how we're going to do it this year. Hasn't been any of that talk. Just kind of preparing just like another game.
Baylor looks like it's going to be a pretty cool setup. McLean Stadium, fairly new stadium, so that should be fun on the banks of the Brazos. Good luck to you, Chaz. It's going to be a fun game. Any final thoughts before we go on the matchup and what Cougar fans should expect from this BYU team coming up against Baylor?
I think the first thing that they need to expect is a team that hasn't given up. We haven't counted ourselves out. And I think that, you know, as a fan, it can be very heart-wrenching. I know as a fan, we have no control over the game or what's going on and how you prepare for it. It can be, you know, almost more emotional having no control over it. And so, you know, just have faith in us and stay by our sides. And I mean, Baylor's going to, it's already sold out in the BYU tickets. And so we appreciate the fans that are still traveling, and making ways to come to our games. And so we love all our fans and, you know, we need you guys the rest of the season.
Well said. Great stuff, Chaz. As always, appreciate you for taking the time to join me. I think Baylor fans are going to have a positive first impression of what BYU fans are all about with how many Cougar fans are expected to be here for today's game between BYU and Baylor. Good luck today. Thanks for the time. And if you want to listen to more of my interviews with Chaz Zayu every single week, go download the Cougar Tracks podcast on KSLSports.com. More extended pregame coverage, BYU versus Baylor, live from Waco here on KSL News Radio right after this.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.